Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
But tonight we are honored to have Shelby in the house. We have seen her other half. Lavelle has shared the word on numerous occasions. But tonight we've got Shelby in the house. So can we get your hands together for the Jesus in Shelby tonight? Amen.
Well, I came to Pastor Dennis a few weeks ago about a vision God had gave me, and if you do not want to be asked to be called up here to speak, do not go to him, because he is going to ask you to come up here. But before I go into the vision that God showed me, I want to talk a few minutes on about being rooted in Christ and what it actually means, the root of a tree itself. And the title of the message is going to be Rooted. And the first scripture we're going to go to is in Psalms 1 and 3. You can either look up here or find it in the Bible. But it says, "He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers." And we're going to jump to there. I'm going to go ahead and go over to Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. And it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes, and its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit." So I'm going to go into and go ahead and break down the purpose of what the root system does. And it says the root system serves to guarantee the existence of the whole tree. Isn't the root system in our lives supposed to be like Christ? You know, God has given us a reason for our existence, a meaning for our existence. We're created by him according to his desire, and our lives are to be lived for him so that we can accomplish what he has for us to do. Without roots, a tree simply could not survive. One of the root's functions is to anchor the tree in the soil, providing stability and a firm base for the entire structure of the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the fruit. And Christ should be our anchor, just like the roots is the anchor for the tree. You know, he's our stability. He's the base in our life. He should be that firm base. Another purpose of the roots is to take up water and minerals from the soil. The root system is to store food for later use in the froth of the tree trunk, the branches, and the foliage. The tree and the plant life is often threatened by heat and drought. When we realize this, we can better appreciate the beauty and the spiritual reality of Jeremiah's analogy of a man's trust in the Lord, being like that of a tree whose roots who are sustained in the adverse conditions. It fears no heat when it comes, its leaves stay green, and in the year of drought, it shows no distress, but it still bears fruit. You know, not all trees are splendid in sight. We're not always put together. We're not always pretty. And we're going to have people that come in here that are broken, that are hurting. They're not going to look pleasant. Some of them aren't going to smell very good. But in God's eyes, splendor to him is not the superficial, but it's the outward appearance, but it's the genuine fruit, which is our heart. The splendor of Christ, of our Christian life, is in the bearing of the fruit, and bearing fruit by bringing people to know the Lord and to love them. We're to be kingdom builders. How can we achieve this? It's only by going inward and sending our roots down deep in Christ and spending adequate time with the Lord that we can bear the fruit of the Spirit and bring others to Christ. Our system needs to be solid and deep and rich with the Lord, that we may be full of the Spirit within and anointed with the Spirit without. We can only do this by spending much time with the Lord. We have to send our roots down deep into Him, and by this we can carry His splendor with us, and others will see Him in us. God feeds us. He waters us. He nourishes us. He takes care of us. For us to have a pure and beautiful spiritual life, we need to have an uninterrupted fellowship with Him. We need to send our roots deep into God. Our rich soil and our source of supply is by having a continual fellowship with Him. It's very important as Christians that we not remain rootless. If we remain that way, when pressure and persecution comes, and those times are going to come, it can overtake us if we are not rooted in Christ. But if we are rooted and we strike our roots down deep in the Lord, being anchored firmly in faith and sustained by our fellowship with Him, we will overcome any season. I'm going to go into Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. And it says, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name." And this is my favorite part in this scripture. "You are mine. When you go through the deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not be drowned. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." God uses many parables in the Bible using nature to teach us these lessons. These parables challenge us to examine our own life and our relationship with the Lord, our responsiveness to Him, and our use of our talents He has given us. We should ask ourselves, if Jesus was to come to us in our lives and ask us what kind of, come to us seeking fruit from us, what could we tell Him? Do I produce a healthy growth through abiding in Jesus? Or is my spiritual life withering because I'm not rooted in Him? Am I putting His gift to use for others, or am I failing to blossom? Am I producing a leafy show to please the eye, but in truth, I have no fruit? Jesus spoke in a greater depth on the last night of His life as He instructed His disciples. In John 15, 4 through 7, it says, "Live on in me as I do in you. No more than a branch can bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, can you bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who lives in me and I in him will produce abundantly. For apart from me, you can do nothing. A man who does not live in me is like a withered, rejected branch, picked up to be thrown in the fire and burned. If you live in me and my words stay a part of you, you may ask what you will and it will be done for you." I'm going to go ahead and go into talking about the vision that God showed me. I tried to draw a picture of what He showed me. It did not work. I'm no drawer. But I went online and I tried to find something to kind of have you to look at something, what, you know, kind of what He showed me. But I'm going to have everyone close your eyes, and I'm going to go into and try and have you envision what He had showed me that night. So I was laying in bed, and He showed me a Bible. So just envision a Bible, open up, it's huge. And roots were coming out of the Bible. The roots were wrapped around the Word. The roots were breathing in the Word. They were feeding off the Word. The roots were alive in the Word. And these roots, there were many roots, and they came up and grew into this huge tree. It's, you know, it's a big tree. It's rooted deep in the Word. It's full of leaves, full of fruit. The fruit, there was so much fruit on the tree that the branches were literally falling over to the ground. That's how fruitful they were. You can open your eyes. God was showing me that that was this church, that we were so rooted in the Word that we were going to produce so much fruit. That, and the fruit wasn't just only for the people and the families in the church, but different ministries in the church we were going to have. You know, He showed me summer youth camps that we were going to be having, you know, mission ministries and youth ministries, drama teams, even a clothing ministry. I know that sounds weird, but he showed me people coming in the church that's going to have needs, and we're going to have those needs to meet them. If they need shoes, we're going to have the shoes. If they need a jacket, they can get a jacket. So even food ministries, soup kitchens, stuff like that. So, you know, all of that was part of the fruit on the tree, and we got to get prepared because we've got a big task ahead of us because God, I mean, it's going to be amazing what God does in the church. So we got to get rooted, and we got to get rooted deep. You know, the fruit itself, what do you think is the most important part of the fruit? Just yell something out. What do you think? The seed. You know, we're a walk-in warehouse of seeds. You know, we can plant life or death in people's life. Everything that we say to someone produces some type of seed. Giving love, forgiveness, encouragement, our tithing, giving time, speaking a word into someone's life, even a hug. We're planting a seed in someone. You know, a husband plants a seed in a woman, it creates a child, which creates a family. The farmer plants a seed in the ground, it produces a crop, which produces fruit and food, I guess. when our seeds are given to God and we become rooted in his word, it produces fruit, it produces blessings, and it produces a harvest. Helping to plant seeds into someone's life is important. You may be the only word or seed someone hears. So when we plant a seed, it will take root. And there was a saying I seen one time. It says the fruit that your future is in your seed, and that is so true. One of the most effective ways we can be rooted in Christ is to immerse ourselves in his word. When you read and you study scripture, remember it is a lifeline with the Lord. You're striking your roots deeper and deeper into good, life-giving soil. A tree that is rooted has leaves that are green. The branches are strong and the trunk is solid and the roots are deep. The church who chooses to live a spiritual, vibrant life is not going to copy the lifestyle of the religious indifferent, but rather will choose to be a planted, rooted church. God's grace plants his followers in the running streams of love. These trees have to flourish, for they have all that they need. The Bible promises that we are like the trees, bearing fruit each season without fail. These leaves never wither, and all they do, they prosper. What kind of people are we? Are we planted by the riverbank or blowing across the desert? If we're God's people, he plants us in his river of salvation, where our roots are bathed in spiritually. We need to let our roots drink deeply of his living water so we can be transformed. If we're truly planted, we will be productive. However hot the desert sun or barren the wilderness around us, planted, rooted people are joyous people. And I'm going to go into Ephesians 3:17-19. And it says, "And I pray that you being rooted and that you be established in love may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, and how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." So I'm going to have Lavelle come up, and he's going to close us out. Thank you.
You guys just witnessed her speak more than she did the first year we were married. I wasn't sure she liked me that first year. Just wasn't sure. She likes me now. That's good. That was good stuff, man. I'm I'm excited to hear that. You know, I got to listen in, and you know, I peeked at her notes the other day on the computer to kind of see where she was at, and God, you know, just kind of opened up some things to me, and that just kind of piggybacked right on with what Shelby was saying. I get the daily devotionals from Joel Osteen, and this morning's devotional was about the seed, and it was talking about fruit, and there was a quote in there that really stuck out. And made me say, yeah, that's right. When we plant a seed, if you plant an apple seed, it doesn't grow an apple. It grows a tree that produces many, many apples. And that's, you know, that kind of hit me as, you know, when we plant these things into God, and when we plant these seeds, like Shelby was talking about, just goodness, or just, you know, you may be the only seed that somebody sees, and just that one seed that you planted is not going to produce a single fruit. It's going to produce a tree that will sustain life, that will be the source of encouragement for somebody that we don't really know what folks are going through. And that's one of the big things that, you know, in our house, it doesn't have to be monetary, it doesn't have to be big things, but I am going to make you smile today. And I do that every day somewhere, whether it's the lady at the drive-thru or the cashier at Walmart. You're smiling when you see me today. I will go out of my way, even at you know, my own embarrassment sometimes, because some stuff's really funny to me and it doesn't work, you know. So, but I'll do it just because I want to see you smile, and I want to know that, you know, life is tough, man, for all of us. But because I trust that God has nourished that root system. You know, another thing on the roots is there's not a single root. You know, root systems just kind of spawn off, and one root just kind of begins to go take ground in another. If you've ever had to dig a tree up and found a big root system like on an oak tree, man, you'll chop and dig and cut forever, man. It's like they never end. And that's the same way that Jesus wants our root system to be, that it doesn't matter if somebody comes and cuts one of them, because I got bunches of them. There's not just one. I don't have one thing that's holding me on to him. But man, I was encouraged by that. So she might get her a taco after church tonight. I don't know. let's go to the Lord. Father, we're so thankful tonight, God, that we have a root system, God, that sustains us. We're thankful that you are that root system, God, that you nurture us, you grow us, you protect us and shield us. Father, we're thankful that our salvation is not based on the things that we do, God, but based on the fact that you love us, you had grace and mercy for us. God, I ask that you would help each person that's under the sound of our voice right now, God, just to allow them to be rooted deeper. God, allow their root system to grow and to flourish and to take hold. God, to find that water, that living water, God, that will sustain them. God, just let us to not be so rooted, God, that our trunk is full, God, but that we be rooted enough that it outreaches, God, and it takes over those that are around us, God, those that come in contact with us. At every place we turn, everywhere we go, God, that somebody would say, wow, something's different about that lady. Something's different about that guy. Father, we're thankful, so appreciative, God, for the goodness and the mercy that you have for us. God, bless this house, bless this church. We speak into existence, God, the ministries that we just heard about. God, I'm looking forward to taking part in some of these ministries, in summer camps, God, and in a soup kitchen and food for the homeless. And even in our small little Tri-County area, there are people right now tonight, God, that are sleeping outside of a home. God, we can be that outreach through you. Father, your word said, I was hungry and you fed me not. God, let us to be a ministry that reaches out, that does it with goodness, God, that does it with a passion, that we just want others to see you, God. That's all it is. It isn't for our gain. It isn't so that folks say, man, those forward people are good, but God, so that they will say Jesus Christ is in that. Father, we're so humbled and gracious, God. We thank you. We praise you. Father, bless all those here tonight, God. Give them traveling mercies home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to take just a minute and sing a song. Yeah, I think I'm just going to let Bradley sing it for me.
Come on, y'all give it up for LaVell and Shelby. and we're done. It's not going to be a part three to that sermon. But I tell you, I really could just take off with into the Sunday's message right off of that, because it is so encouraging when people within the church start seeing the vision. It's one thing to sit there and hear from the pastors or the leadership team of what God's going to do, and you're like, yeah, sure. Do you remember what town you're in? You're in Chiefland. You know, because I remember for all those years that some of you that were here back in the day when you were praying for us, Amy and I, to move down here, you know, I knew the vision that God had given Dad. And see, that's what you got to remember. When people say, it's my vision, no. It's the vision that God gives that he entrusts to us. And I remember he'd share stuff, and I'd be like, Dad, man, you're in Chiefland. How in the world is that going to happen, you know? I mean, there's gators down there, for goodness sake. You know what? You know, and you start thinking about the economy and different things. I'm like, there's no way. But see, that's how God specializes in planting humongous things in an area that no man could take the credit for. Because the things that we know that God is going to do through this ministry, it's going to be quite obvious that a man didn't do it. And, you know, and she was talking about the clothes closets. Man, I've seen those churches that, you know, what everybody does. When you're tired of that old beat-up coat, you give it to the church. And then we go, no. It's not even going to be that way. It's going to be when you go buy your baby a coat, you buy one extra and bring it to the church. That's how we're going to do ministry. And it's not so that people can go, man, Forward Church, go down there, you get you a new jacket and some new Nikes and some kicks and all that stuff. It's because when the way God operates, it's first class. Bottom line, it's first class. And so that's how we want to get in our minds is, hey, when I go to the store and I'm going to get a blanket or something for my kids or a jacket or whatever, extra pair of shoes, I'm going to grab an extra pair and put them in that part of the ministry for Forward, because there are going to people that are going to come in, and they're probably coming in. They've made the routine. They've done the route where they go to the church and they get the old jacket with the ripped up stuff in the inside, and they're just thankful they got something. But when they show up and that's what they're expecting to get, but instead they get a new one that's still got the tag on the front, tag on the inside, they're going to be like, wow, thank you, and they're really going to say thank you, Jesus. And and we're not expecting anything in return. So somebody said, well, how do I need to apply that? What you need to do? And what I was thinking was, when you said the deeper the root, the change or the difference of how you see things. And that's what I was thinking was, I thought it's not going to be some jacked up, torn up jacket. It's going to be a new jacket. How do you see it that way? Well, because that's how deep my roots are. So what you need to do is go home and say, God, make my roots go deep. Now, be careful what you pray for. But say, God, it's going to require something of you, not just, God, make my roots go deep. You're going to have to get up and you're going to have to do something. When church on Sunday, man, you need to be here. On Wednesday, man, you need to be here. That's how your roots go deep. Through relationships, that's how your roots go deep. Because I don't want to just bear fruit. I want off of me spawn trees for more fruit. Because I'm pushing 40. And I won't be around forever, but I want to know that the fruit that I left, it died too, but now I produce a tree, and then that tree produces another tree. I'm telling you, the vision, I'm not just trying to come up with things, the vision is bigger than what we know. The vision for this area is bigger than what we can handle. And I'll say this, and then I'm done. Sunday morning when Dad brought me back up here, and there was a reason why he had me stand here behind this makeshift pulpit, and when I did, if you were here, you knew I began to cry, and I'm a big crybaby, especially because I'm just sensitive. When the presence of God is in the house, my wife would tell you, I'm a crybaby. But in that moment, I felt the weight of the vision. I mean, I can't even describe it. It was almost like I had a... If you ever watch those movies where they see stuff, and it's like... And like all in one 60 seconds. That's how it felt. And it was so overwhelming. I couldn't even... And all I could think was, it is way too much for me. It's time for us to get our roots down deep. Because as we pursue and move the gospel forward and pursue those who are lost. I'm talking about the people that you work with. I'm talking about the people who they may confess to be a Christian, but they're lost. They don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. As we begin to do that, the storms are coming. But when the storm comes, the deeper the root. I will not be moved. Remember that song from Sunday school? The deeper the root. So you got homework tonight. It's time to put our roots down deep and say, God, I'm available. Position me. You're going to have to position yourself for God. He's ready to deposit some things in you. And we're going to hear more and more stories of people going, I saw it. I got it. I got this. Every single person in here tonight, God wants to use you to make a enormous, that's not even a word, ginormous, whatever, impact on the people that you come in contact with every day. People that I'll never see. He wants you to use you. He wants to use that little baby right there. All those kids next door, 40-something students, God wants to use them to flip their school campuses upside down for Jesus Christ. He wants to. How many ready for that? I'm ready for that. We ain't staying in this little building. No, 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 no. Father, we thank you for the vision that you have entrusted to us, your people, God. And we will be so ever careful, God, not to steer it, move it in any direction that you have not ordained first. Father, thank you for entrusting to us something so precious. And God, we're excited about what you're going to do. And those that maybe not that excited, God, just slam dunk some vision on top of them tonight so they get excited and can see my God can do amazing things because you are amazing. And we love you tonight. As Lavelle said, protect us as we go home. May your love, your grace, your mercy on our lives be contagious to those around us. Bring us back safe on Sunday. We love you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people in the house said, amen and praise the Lord. God bless you. See you on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.